No two ways about it. A disappointing day yesterday for Clare and Clare hurling fans as the Banner were defeated in their opening encounter of this year's National League campaign, losing away to Antrim. Afterwards, Captain John Conlon gave his take.
It's like playing above and six more bridge, really, in our own place. It's a tight ground. Antrim are a tough team. Love their hurling. For any time I've been up here and I'm friendly with a few of them that they know everything about hurling and they have a massive passion for the game up here and Darren Gleeson has done a massive job with them over the last number of years and brought them back up to Division 1 and the Liam McCarthy. So I suppose, look, we just weren't at the races. Conceded a sloppy goal, I suppose, and we can't be giving away those kind of goals at the wrong time. Especially with that win, we didn't have a big enough score going in at half time, and it was a really strong win, so we needed to utilise it well, and we didn't. So they did in the second half.
I suppose, Antrim, you could say they attacked, in partnership, they defended in numbers, and very difficult in a very strong breeze to get on top on that game.
Yeah, look, it was a very difficult game. Very difficult game to judge as a player. I suppose, like, it was a lot of rooks and hits and I suppose it wasn't like playing above in Lawn Turles or in Cusick Park where probably have that extra few metres to play with, but it was a really tough game and they used the elements a lot better I felt throughout the game, but we just have to learn from it. It's the whole point of the league this year, to learn about things and get our team right before we play on the 27th of June.
And that's John Conlon there speaking after yesterday's defeat for Clare to Antrim. To discuss this, the return of our sports panel, Cilla Connor with us in a second. First though, Derek Lynch. Derek, good morning to you.
Morning, Gavin.
Thanks very much for joining us. I'm going to ask Cilla the same question in a second so he can think of his answer, but I'm going to put you on the spot. What camp are you in the aftermath of this defeat? Is this a calamity and a disaster, or is this, early season, first competitive outing of the year, bigger fish to fry coming down the tracks?
You nailed it there in the second part of it, Gavin. I think this was essentially a glorified challenge game that if it wasn't in the National League, we may not even know the result of it this morning, because it's just been such a strange, truncated season in many respects. Like, teams haven't got to have their normal challenge games. I mean, the GAA made more U-turns on their challenge games decisions than you'd see in a driving test. So it has been very difficult for teams to have their preparation like that. We can probably, and Syl will probably go into this in a bit more detail, but you can break it into two aspects here. You can break it into the result disappointment or the performance analysis. And I think, given that there's another game coming down the track now next weekend, it has to be a performance. Forget about the result and let's start picking on what was done right, what was done wrong, and let's look at it through that prism.
Syl, same question to yourself. How disappointed are you?
Everything I was going to say, Derek has it said. Goodbye. Let me say, I think first and foremost, I think, Gavin, we should acknowledge the fact that the best team won the game yesterday, and no matter what way we dialed it up, they were the hungrier team, and I think that they played at vital patches of the game. They played very, very well. However, as John was saying there in his interview, this was it was a really tough game. People find it hard to imagine maybe going up to Antrim. Two things you'd expect going up to Antrim, I think, prior to the game. One, it was going to be a tough game. And number two, that Clare were going to win. That's what you'd expect going up yesterday. Yeah. 20 minutes into the game, there were 5 points up, 11 points to 6. But in that closing 15 minutes of that first half, and this was really the foundation in which Antrim won the game. They outscored Clare 1-5 to 5 points, despite the fact that Clare were playing with a very, very strong breeze. It was really blowing right down the field. If anybody could imagine playing a game in Milltown in a very strong breeze, it goes one way, right down the middle of the field. Clare had that in the first half.
And
Yeah, exactly. And Darren Gleeson, I'd say, looked at the team at halftime and said, this is a golden opportunity. 2 points behind, playing with the Gael against one of the top sides in the country. And that's what Clare are reckoned with. There's no question about that. They are. But yesterday, second fiddle all the way.
Okay, I appreciate you're both putting this in context and I respect your views. But still, we know, and we don't have to labour the point, that off the field in particular, this hasn't been an ideal off season. The vibes around Clare GAA haven't been hitting the right notes. And now you see a defeat to a team that Clare would be expected to beat on paper. I, again, fully respecting what you're saying this morning, but that's not ideal.
It's the one thing. be very honest with you, Gavin, the one thing the Clare GAA didn't need at the moment was that defeat yesterday. That's been straight up about it, because you'd have to be very fair about this, and anybody that I think wouldn't admit to this is not just in the scene at the moment. There's just a very, very poor atmosphere around Clare GAA at the moment. It's almost like a fog over the county as regards GAA matters. And yesterday, I suppose, was an opportunity to clear some of that. That didn't happen. Now, people might get the impression that Clare maybe approached the game yesterday in a laid-back fashion, first game back. They did the very opposite. They tried everything possible to win the game yesterday, but Antrim just on the day had that extra bit of hunger and desire. Plus the fact, of course, that we did give away a few very, very soft scores. There's no doubt about that. But I think the whole, that didn't help the atmosphere that's in the county at the moment. And I honestly tell you, I think everybody has a huge part to play in clearing that. That might happen next Sunday evening, obviously next Sunday afternoon. Maybe one game like that, one game like next Sunday, it'll be very interesting to see where both sides will lie next Sunday after their last outing in the Championship, because Wexford were blown away in Portlaoise last year. Clare looked very impressive. Let's see where they are a couple of months later.
Wexford were impressive yesterday, Derek, with a good win over Laois, but I appreciate what you're saying. You talk about the performance and focusing on that more than the result. The result is the headline on all of these things. And even in the performance, still talked about soft freeze, there's a lot that you could question.
There is. Can we just pick up a point there on the whole off-field matters? Like, I've been thinking a lot about this, right? And I don't buy into the same argument that the off-field matters are having a direct on-field impact, because the issues that have been raised, right, the much highlighted public issues of the 4.8 million centre in Carrolohan, like, that was there last year. And Clare blew Wexford apart in Portlaoise last year. They got to an All-Ireland quarter-final, and prior to that, in the league campaign, had gone unbeaten, including beating Wexford down in Wexford Park as well. So, like, while it was made public this year, I think Brian and the management team have been dealing with those issues.
And the players, in terms of where they train, etc., have...
Exactly, yeah. So I don't think... Like, one aspect of this that I'm amazed that nobody has kind of mentioned so far is that the Northern teams, if I'm not mistaken, were allowed back training before the team in the south. Weren't the teams in Ulster allowed back training?
I looked that up to be sure.
Yeah, I'm almost like, I'm open to correction on that, but I'm nearly certain on that. And if you watch the game yesterday, and rightly last night on League Sunday, Shane Dowling, the new coach at Dura Bearfield, was pointing out that they looked very well coached. A lot of what they were trying to do in terms of their game plan was that bit slicker than Clare, and that comes with on-field training. Like, you can do all the stuff over Zoom that you want, but you won't get those little intricate moves or that match intensity up the same way that Antrim would have had. So I think that was a factor as well. So we have to bear that in mind too. And also, like, I suppose social media isn't the place to go for any kind of reasoned debate, but like some of the stuff last night of it being a dark day and it being this, that and the other thing, it was a loss in a glorified challenge game. I mean, we'll know an awful lot more about the team next week. Travelling to Antrim overnight isn't ideal. The fact that the bus issue, all the players had to travel themselves and drive up. I mean, you're going to be stiff after getting out of a car on the Saturday night, and then they had to drive up to the game themselves as well on the Sunday. So all those factors taken into account, they now have a game under their belt. They'll be that bit farther up to speed, I think, and you know, hopefully it'll be that bounce back ability on Sunday.
Did John Conlon's deployment at centre back work, Derek?
Again, it's difficult to make a reasoned judgment on that after just one game.
Fair point.
But to be honest, I think it was a gamble. I'm not quite sure that it paid off just yesterday. That's not to say it won't pay off down the line. I mean, go back to, you know, I see old programmes going around there of Anthony Daly at fullback. He ends up at wing back and becomes one of the greats of all time. So positions can often take a while to manifest themselves. But personally, I'd prefer to see John on the edge of the square. That being said, they've obviously seen something in training that they like. It's probably worth persisting with, and it is certainly an issue though for Clare in terms of finding a long-term six.
What do you think of that decision, Seal? I mean, John Conlon's an all-star at full forward, or has been.
But I think we should also take into account just one thing that Derek was saying there. Antrim had a lot of training done. That was the board we got yesterday above on that particular game. So they had a good effort put into this, a little bit more, I think, than any of the other counties. John Conlon is in the back. Let's just remember one thing as we talk about that subject. John Conlon, I don't think, has had a competitive piece of action, I see, in the last, I think, about 14 months. Since he had a last piece of action. And look at it, if you're going to try something, it's like everything else. You go back to the 98 on Ireland by accident, just by accident. Brian Whelan lined out as right half back for Offaly. He wasn't well on the day. they moved him up full forward. He scored a goal in 6 points. They got men in the match in the All-Ireland. What's happening here is, it's quite clear, and I think in fairness to Brian Lowe and his men, they're trying to fill a centre-back position, which is absolutely pivotal to the game. They're trying to find somebody to mend that. John Conlon has done that for a very small period of time with Kundara. It was certainly worth a try yesterday, but no way, I think, should anybody judge it on the fact that John Conlon hadn't picked up a wholly competitive action in the past 14 months.
Okay, let's look forward then. Wexford this coming Sunday will have a lot of attention, the Davy Fitzgerald returning to Ennis, etc. What will you still be looking for from Clare?
I think what we'll all get, I said, is a far different approach to the Clare team on next Sunday. I think, look at all the talk about this game yesterday, we heard it 12 times coming down on Radio 1 back from the match yesterday about Antrim's victory. And fair play to them, as I said, they were the best team on the day. No doubt about it. Players will buy into that big time, and they cannot wait for next Sunday to take on Wexford. A very different Wexford side, it looks like, than what we saw last year, but we'll see. But I think the players and I think the management are looking forward to this game, and I think what we're looking for is exactly what we'll get, is a fair bit from the post from a Clare point of view, and I think an awful lot more bite on the Clare side next week.
Okay, and for yourself?
Yeah, I think yesterday, and Sil referenced the breeze, but I mean, you'd be hoping that we'll now have blown the cobwebs off and that next Sunday we'll see a much slicker, I mean, just a couple of things watching back the game last night, and I've no doubt, again, Sil would have noticed it live up there as well, that the amount of times, particularly with the breeze, the Clare were shooting between the two 65s almost, and often when the camera panned then to follow the flight of the ball, you had Ryan Taylor and Darren Shanahan pretty much isolated inside, with the half forward line having come out around that middle third. So I've no doubt they'll probably try and maybe make more use of that full forward line. Maybe Ryan Taylor will be the man that'll come out around more. So we saw a lot of Shane O'Donnell in the middle third yesterday. And again, it comes down to rustiness and cobwebs. There was a good number of little short through the line stick passes that just went astray yesterday and almost got punished. Aver Quilligan badly, almost got caught badly with a short puck out that went wrong. Thankfully, the Antrim man, from our point of view, opted for the point. Aver himself, an All-Star nominee, he's going to be disappointed with the goal in the manner it went in. It was just one of those unlucky breaks, in fairness to him. And just one or two little things, again, you'd pick up on last night watching it, that the amount of times Clare got caught maybe napping a little bit for short sidelines and stuff like that, that Antrim, the Antrim man found himself in 5 or 6 extra yards of space that he didn't expect to find himself in and was able to pop it from distance then. So all those little things, like I mentioned at the start, okay, that comes with game practice.
It'll also come for other teams as well. Mm-hmm. Are you confident Clare can catch up and be at least as competitive come Championship as they were last year?
I think at least competitive, yes, although the Championship draw is a very, very tough one.
Yeah.
And I think in the context of the league, and we touched on this on Sideline View Friday night, the fact that there is no set final for it, I think devalues the competition a small bit, number one, but I think it will also give a different impetus to teams in what they're trying to get out of it. Like, you're no longer now trying to win a national title unless you happen to meet the other team in the Championship. Now it's all about being ready for the Championship. These are your these are effectively now your Munster League games, albeit at a different time of the year. So I think that is going to be the outcome more so. And I think the lads mentioned it last night, the word intensity has come up so many times. That would be up to, look at, we all know the background stories, we all know the stuff that has gone on, we all know the history, all that in the last 12 to 18 months. I think even though Cusick Park is going to be empty next Sunday, Gavin, you'll feel the energy from it in here in the studio. That's how high tempo and how highly charged it's going to be. It's
probably
going to be a great occasion.
Yeah. Sideline as well. Still, Clare have to catch up quicker than most, playing in a Munster quarter final. They won't have the same amount of time as other teams.
Well, they won't have, there's no question about that, but you know what, you're talking there about games and where every team is. You take, for example, Clare are playing Waterford in the Munster Championship quarter final. Waterford just had conceded 5-22 against Cork. There's no hope in Ireland Waterford will be conceding that come the Championship time, or vice versa, Cork conceded 1-27. If you want to see what we have, and I think what Brian Lowen and the lads are aiming for, I know, well, if you look at it, if you look at the fixture, I think everything is aimed at where we are, and I might get the date wrong on this, where we are on the 12th of June when we take Kilkenny in the final league game. Because that'll be approximately 2 weeks, it will be 2 weeks, before we play Waterford. So I would imagine that if I was involved with a team or anybody, you have to look for the barometer, look for the stick of where we are, look at the level of where we are. And I really think that on the 12th of June, when Clare take Kilkenny above in Cusick Park, that will be as close as we will see what Clare are made of in 2021.
Okay. I've got 20 seconds each. Sil, to you first, away from Clare, anything jump out to you from over the weekend?
I suppose Jim Dow was very impressive from David Reedy. Tony Kelly is Tony Kelly. Shane O'Donnell, if he could keep the ball inside the full forward line with Adam Janoff. The reason it didn't happen yesterday, the experimented Antrim played back, I think, created that problem. That's why Shane O'Donnell ended up in the middle of the field.
Okay, and just anything else for yourself?
The numbers on the back of the Limerick jerseys are a commentator's nightmare. I just hope to God if we meet them that there's going to be a different jersey. That's all I'll say on that one.
I will say one thing. The big takeaway, we haven't discussed it, is it great to be back?
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
great to be able to discuss this. And you know what? It's not good to discuss a defeat, but isn't it better to discuss some of the other things we've had to talk about over the past 5 months? So enjoy the rest of the season, fellas. Derek Lynch and Sil O'Connor, thank you both for joining us in the programme this morning.
Thanks, Kevin.